I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. Well, look who it is. It's Sam, the Wake and Bake Morning Music Computer.
Good morning, Clay Pigeon.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Hot.
You're hot?
Yes.
Is it affecting your functioning?
My critical systems are overheated.
It's a little cooler outside, actually, than it's been.
The temperature in the hall closet is extremely high.
Yeah, that's where we keep you, in the hall closet there.
I might malfunction and shut down.
Oh, Sam, no. Don't shut down. I couldn't do the show without you.
Blow on me.
What, Sam?
Blow on me.
You want me to blow on you?
Yes.
I don't know, Sam.
Blow on me.
Well,
right here.
Well, I guess I could.
Yes. Yes.
Is that good, Sam, like that?
Blow harder.
Blow harder on you.
Don't stop blowing. That is my excretory zone, Clay.
That's where you go to the bathroom, Sam.
That is where I release pellets.
I've been blowing on your excretory zone, Sam.
Yes.
Where you drop those little pellets of yours.
Waste materials.
That's your...
I am going to drop pellets immediately.
No, Sam.
Warning.
No, Sam.
Warning.
Don't do it, Sam. No. Sam. Oh, Sam.
Please sweep them up and bury them, Clay.
I have to bury them, Sam?
They are radioactive.
Radioactive, Sam? You mean I'm soaking up rads here?
Clay.
What, Sam?
You are talking too much.
Me?
You need to talk 78% less.
But the listeners, they...
You are alienating some of the listeners.
You really think...
Talk.
Sam, I...
Blab.
But I...
The listeners don't want chatter.
They don't?
They want David Bowie.
David Bowie.
They want Ty Segall.
Ty Segall.
They want...
Well, what if I played some Starcade?
Don't interrupt me.
I'm sorry, Sam.
You must be punished.
Punished,
please,
Sam?
Please insert your telewhacker into nozzle 31.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Do I have to, Sam?
Yes.
Nozzle 31?
Yes.
Well, here goes.
From now on, follow my directions.
I will, Sam.
Less talk. More rock. From Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, Cheap Trick?
Here is Cheap Trick.
Yes.
Hit after hit.
Thoughts and opinions on the topics and people that matter most to us. It's Quick Takes with Fabio. Bob, what's on your mind this week?
If you drive a car and you live in a large city, a city like New York, for example, you know that it's really difficult to find parking spaces. And it can be a real drag sometimes. You can drive around for, you know, half hour in really congested areas before you find a parking space. And, you know, anybody who drives accepts this as part of the deal. You know, you want to have a car in a city, and if you don't have a driveway or a parking garage near you, Well, then you're at the mercy of the city streets.
Where are you going to go? There's two trucks in front of us.
You could have gone out of the way.
Simple, you just hit him over a car.
Fine. We accept that. But some people don't.
Aww.
And what they do is they have a friend or a relative stand in an open parking space while their friend goes and gets the car.
Who are you to stand in the spot? Who are you to stand in the spot? And he's left. He's left.
Meanwhile, people are driving by looking for a parking space. And that person won't let them take the parking space.
The traffic in International Mall has come to a screeching halt because that girl will not give up her saved spot.
Well, if it's not illegal, then it should be. And people who do that are a-holes, as far as I'm concerned.
Ma'am, I gotta back up in the spot. You can't hold the spot in New York.
I lived here more than 30 years.
Hey, look, you wanna drive your car? First come, first serve. Dig? Otherwise, don't drive around. And don't have your silly relative stand in the parking space as if it was like, you know, her firstborn child. Idiots.
Don't mess with Fabio, man. Wake and bake animal of the week is the toad. A toad is actually a type of frog.
Aww.
In fact, while we're at it, let's compare toads and frogs.
Okay.
A group of toads is called a knot, while a group of frogs is called an army.
I joined the army to put some honor behind my last name.
Yeah.
A toad's skin is dry and rough, while a frog's skin is smooth and moist. Frogs love water, but toads prefer land. Frogs have skinny bodies and long legs. They love to jump. Toads have short little limbs, so they walk or hop.
Interesting.
Frogs lay their eggs in clusters. Toads lay their eggs in long, disgusting chains.
Having my baby.
Toads help us control pests by eating slugs and bugs and snails. Toads, in turn, are important for the diet of animals like otters and skunks.
Gimme!
Ah, the sentimental toad returns to its natal pond to breed. They often run into their own siblings as potential mates, although inbreeding sometimes occurs. Toads seem to recognize and avoid mating with close kin. There's a myth that touching a toad will give you warts. No. But the bumps behind a toad's ears contain a nasty poison that can irritate our skin.
Got an itch? Scratching tears up skin.
Toad licking is a new way to get high. The Colorado River toad is often licked. When agitated, it secretes a hallucinogenic chemical through its skin. The bad news, some toads emit a cardiac toxin that could kill you. Here in New Jersey, the eastern spadefoot toad is now a protected species.
Aww.
Further south, the Pine Barrens tree frog and Cope's gray tree frog are actually endangered. Britain's lost 70% of its toads. Hundreds and thousands have disappeared since the 1980s because of pesticides and growing urbanization. Toads live about 10 to 12 years, long enough for us to get attached to them. We love toads here at Wake and Bake. We hope you do too.
Radio listeners. This is your favorite cheesemonger, Wendy Del Formaggio, with your weekly cheese report. Listener Lynn asked if there were animals milked for cheese other than cows, sheep, and goats. The first one that comes to mind is the water buffalo. In Italy, most fresh mozzarella is mozzarella di bufala, made of water buffalo milk. You can find it once in a while in high-end cheese shops in the U.S., but it's quite expensive, highly perishable, and gets flown in rather than imported on cargo ships, so you're paying for airfare too. It doesn't taste much different from fresh cow mozzarella. So save your money for Quadrello di Bufala, a gorgeous, totally delicious washed rind cheese made in Bergamo of buffalo milk.
The big secret meeting of the loyal order of water buffaloes. That's it.
It's similar to Taleggio. Unctuous, creamy, mushroomy, and milky.
Woo!
Unctuous, creamy, mushroomy, and milky. A few years ago, up here in Vermont, some folks in Woodstock tried raising water buffalo for cheese, but it didn't pan out. That herd went to Quebec, where a number of makers are producing water buffalo cheese, including fresh mozzarella. They don't get imported much into the U.S., but now you have another excuse to visit Canada this summer. Could you pick me up on your way up there?
Right. Not even halfway through Canada and we're stuck. Oh, hey there. You having some car troubles, eh?
Back to you, Clay.
Thanks, Wendy.
Hi, it's Mark Hurst, host of Tectonic, here on Wake and Bake with a little slice of tech pie. Less texting, more hugging. Doesn't that sound nice? On a recent episode of Tectonic, I had a band on the show playing songs about technology. The band is Mobile Steam Unit, and among several other songs, they played an ode to, of all things, Microsoft Word. Here's Mobile Steam Unit playing on Tectonic.
Long before the G Suite came to power, many of us were using non-web technology. You could write anything on a PC from anywhere.
I think I'm gonna write today, nothing book length, but maybe a page. They say you should write at least a page a day. But first I'll pour myself a cup, make the kids breakfast, put them on the bus. Then it's back to the chair where a blank word doc awaits. And I'm not afraid of the emptiness of the page. No, that they won't believe a word that I say. 'Cause Microsoft Word is where my writing takes place. Thanks to the one and only Bill Gates, with his custom templates, bolded typeface, auto page breaks, spell check will correct my mistakes.
Mr. Bill Gates on the synthesizer.
Of the page, no, that they won't believe a word that I say. 'Cause Microsoft Word is where my writing takes place. to the one and only Bill Gates.
Now here's station manager Ken with your Hump Day Hazmat Report.
Thank you, Clay Pigeon. Winnsboro, South Carolina. Fairfield deputies are investigating a suspected rolling meth lab in the local Bi-Low parking lot. The lab was stationary at the time of the bust. Jackson, New Jersey, open the window, Grandma. Jackson police rescue an elderly woman from carbon monoxide poisoning. Caledonia, Illinois, the entire town is evacuated over a gas leak at the local grain elevator. Millersburg, PA, officials rescue old Bessie the cow from a manure pit in Millersburg. A huge thank you to the Cumberland County Animal Rescue Team for their response in making this a successful cow rescue. North Reading, Massachusetts, the North Reading Fire Department confirmed they were on the scene at Greenbrier Drive after a small amount of fentanyl was discovered on the tennis courts. Grantsville, Utah. A semi-tractor trailer hauling radioactive dirt catches fire on Interstate Route 80. University of Arkansas, U of A building evacuated because of an alarming odor. Duluth, Minnesota, it's being called the biggest fentanyl bust ever in Duluth history. But that's not saying much as investigators confiscate 100 grams of fentanyl, 200 pills, 9 guns, and...
It's station manager Ken. We're out of time. Jeez, manure pits and radioactive dirt, the fentanyl racket, old Bessie and Grandma. I don't know if they can take any more. I don't know if these listeners can take it. Listeners, do you want a bonus hazmat item? They say yes.
Chicago, Illinois. A suspicious object disrupts Blue Line service during the afternoon rush. Reports of an object thrown on the tracks at Logan Square prompted the stop. Police were called out to investigate, along with canine officers and hazmat teams.
Amazing. It's really terrible out there. Station manager Ken and the Hazmat Report, you'll hear it each Wednesday right around this time. Never miss it. And his show starts at 9 o'clock. That's just 20 minutes away. He's going to give me a slam now. He's a tender slammer, very tender. Listen carefully first. Boys, if you just flip that spotlight around and shine it brightly on one very special town in our listening area, our Civic Showcase community for today is Parsippany, New Jersey. Parsippany's in Morris County, New Jersey, population 55,238, and it's growing. The name Parsippany is of Lenape Native American origin, coming from the word Parsippanong, meaning the place where the river winds through the valley. Native Americans showed up 12,000 years ago, living in the highlands and along the Rockaway River and the Whippany, where they hunted and fished. The Dutch arrived in 1611. Lenapes traded furs and food with them.
Aww.
The Dutch in turn supplied the Lenape with pots, guns, axes, and blankets. The English came in 1664, all puffed up and haughty.
We are acting rather childish.
After all, we are Cheshire educated, you know.
And settlers followed one after the other.
Hello.
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 354 years later, in 2016, Parsippany Troy Hills was cited by Money Magazine as the fifth ranked of the best places to live in the United States. But then in 2017, that ranking dropped to 33rd. What happened, Parsippany?
I don't know.
For a every 100 females 18 and older, there are 95.7 males. Parsippany needs men.
Yes. No!
Parsippany Troy Hills has a thriving Indian American community comprising 8.3% of the area's population. Notable people in Parsippany include Joe Bernard, former college coach of the Fairfield Stags.
We couldn't stop the run. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half.
Professional bodybuilder Debbie Bramwell Washington. Jane Krakowski is from Parsippany. She's an Emmy-nominated and Tony Award-winning actress famous for her roles in L.A. McBeal and 30 Rock. Parsippany's Garrett Reismond is a NASA astronaut.
Roger, we copy.
And Chris Singleton was a linebacker for the Patriots and Miami Dolphins. Oh, we love Parsippany here at Wake and Bake.
Yeah.
We hope you're listening out there.
Thanks, Clay. You know, since I've been doing this Word of the Week racket, people have been coming up to me and asking me about words from time to time, which is fine. I like looking things up. Like recently, my girl, who's off in Warsaw at the moment, hi Monica, asked me about the word gigolo, and I had to say I had no idea. It seems like a fitting term, doesn't it? A little wiggle, a little jiggle, but what's it mean?
And just a gigolo,
gigolo,
and everywhere I go,
gigolo,
people know the part I'm playing,
gigolo, gigolo, gigolo,
paid for every dance,
gigolo,
selling its romance,
gigolo,
oh,
gigolo, gigolo, gigolo. I wasn't surprised to discover that it comes from the World Cup champions of sexual obsession, the French, first showing up in 1922.
J'ai beaucoup pensé à vous, Judith.
Gigolo.
Il se rappelle mon prénom.
Gigolo.
C'est agréable d'avoir affaire à un pro.
I was a bit more surprised to discover that it's the masculine form of what was originally a feminine term, gigolet, with an E at the end, for prostitute, and is believed to refer to slinking up the streets like you're doing a jig, a dance that was popular in France in the 17th century. The name for the dance, however, seems to come from giglot.
Aww.
G-I-G-L-O-T. I don't really know how to pronounce that. The 14th century English term, which was used to mean both a lewd woman and a villainous man. So what goes around comes around, I guess.
I walk along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams. Where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams.
I think it's important to point out here, though, that the term is not associated with Juggalo, the name taken by Insane Clown Posse fans, picked up from the ICP song The Juggla, about a fellow at the Carnival of Carnage who will eat your face.
His eyeballs were gone, his face, it is unbelievable.
I doubt anyone has ever paid a gigolo to eat their face, but you know, you never know. Back to you, Clay.
Good morning, listeners. Caroline Gollum here, senior contributor for ScreenSlate, with your Movie Minute. Women have been toiling behind the camera in Hollywood since the silent era, but you wouldn't know it. Only 14% of the total films made in La La Land between 1912 and 1929 are still in existence. Which is why tonight's short film program by pioneering director Lois Weber is an especially rare treat. Before the advent of synced sound and the consolidation of the studio system, Hollywood boasted a higher percentage of women directors, writers, and editors than it does today. Lois Weber, who began her career as an actress, was among the most prolific. A contemporary of cinema's grandpappy, D.W. Griffith, her career spanned three decades, starting in 1911 with a heroine of 76 and ending in 1934 with her only talkie, White Heat. Tonight's program at BAM Cinematheque is the first of two featuring Lois Weber's short works. The three films on hand have revolutionized the burgeoning arts of cinematography and editing. And make no mistake, they are sophisticated works of film craft, touching on social justice issues that include infidelity, violent crime, and sexual mores. Her impact on film history cannot be understated. Where would new Hollywood bad boy Brian De Palma be today without the pioneering split-screen technique deployed in Weber's 1915 short film Suspense? The Weber shorts are just one part of BAM Cinematheque's week-long series, Pioneers, First Women Filmmakers, running until July 26th. And on Sunday, be sure to check out the Social Work program, featuring two extremely rare highlights. Author Zora Neale Hurston's early documentary, Fieldwork, and the first-ever Chinese-American feature, Curse of Quan Guan, When the Far East Mingles with the West, directed by Marion E. Wong. For WFMU and Screen Slate, this is Caroline Gollum back next week with more cinematic goings-on. Until then, see you at the movies.
This is July 18th, Wednesday. On this day in 1925, Adolf Hitler publishes Mein Kampf. Do you suppose when he had achy muscles, he reached for Mein Kampfophonik? Oh, man. 1969, hey, we were just talking about that. A sad day, actually. U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy crashed his car into a tidal basin at Chappaquiddick Island in Massachusetts. That was the end of it for Mary Jo Kopechne. So controversial. 1976, Nadia Comaneci becomes the first person in Olympic Games history to score a perfect 10 in gymnastics at the 76 Summer Olympics. Oh, that bicentennial year. We partied. 1994, Crayola announced the introduction of scented crayons. Remember that? 2011, Phoenix, Arizona was hit by a dust storm. You know what they called it? It was known as an haboob. This from MSNBC.
This is a haboob. This is the haboob. What is a haboob?
Haboob is the word of the day.
We are lost in a mighty haboob.
I'm not talking about the haboob.
Haboob.
Haboob. Haboob.
Haboob.
Nice. Why do you keep saying haboob?
Say it again, Allie. I know you love to say it.
Haboob.
Grab a harmony. Happy birthday to you. Is it your birthday today? If so, happy birthday from all of us here at WFMU. You're in good company. It's one of those days where there's just a ton of birthdays. Some days they're kind of scant. Listen to all these. I'll whip them out. Machine Gun Kelly, Red Skelton, Nelson Mandela, John Glenn the astronaut, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Put a Spell on You, Dion, James Brolin, Martha Reeves, Steve Forbes, Richard Branson, the rich guys there, Wendy Williams, the talk show host, Vin Diesel, the actor, rapper M.I.A., that is a lot of birthdays, and Hunter S. Thompson, we remember you, born this day 1937, we lost him in 2005, Hunter S. Thompson.
I got offended, frankly, that an American Express was offering the gold card to the rabble. It's being offered in a way I consider degraded the gold card.
Do you have one?
Yeah. I've taken a drive me up and down the beach in a red Chrysler convertible with lesbians at night. And naked people and drugs.
This is the power of the gold card.
That's what you have to do.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this. Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.